We'll talk a combination of girls golfing and a couple other things here. But we're here with Coach Dakota Hayes here as he talks girls golf here for the final time this year. And, Coach, thanks again for joining me. And, you know, Sunday you made the trek toward Wellington there. Monday it was a 4A regional at Wellington, and pretty good tournament there, a regional 4A. And how did you feel like things went overall there to Wellington?
Overall, I feel like our girls played well. Mm-hmm. I mean, we took Lexi in Brooklyn, and going in, Lexi was sitting really, really well. She was playing a phenomenal round. She chipped in two or three times and not having to putt, and those looked really good on the scorecard. But those last few holes just kind of took a toll on her. I mean, 18 holes is it's a long day. But they both played well. I think Lexi ended up shooting a 110. She was 5 strokes from qualifying as an individual, which is really, really good. Brooklyn played not as great as she wanted to, but she toughed it out. And at the end of the day, they put their best foot forward. They gave it everything they had, and that's really all you can ask for. So,
what was the course like there?
I made it seem like, you know, you had to really try mm-hmm. to lose a ball. It was pretty open. There was some trees, but it wasn't thick, and the rough wasn't super tall or anything like that. They did have some water hazards thrown in there. I think there was a hole that had 2 water hazards on it, and they had one right in front of the tee box and one right in front of the green. And on hole 10, they had water to the left and water to the up by the green on the left and kind of behind it. Mm-hmm. And so you had to really pick and choose what you were, what club you were using and whatnot. And on those, you want to kind of lay short and hopefully feed it up there and all that kind of stuff. And I feel like the girls really adapted to that mm-hmm. and played pretty well, like I said. But it was a beautiful course. It's the first time mm-hmm. I'd ever been there. But I really liked the fact that, it was pretty open.
Yeah.
Kind of like a lot of the courses around here. So I feel like that played into our advantage, and it was a beautiful day. I mean, the wind wasn't blowing much, and it was about 80 degrees and cooler weather in the morning. I mean, I think the tee time started at 9 o'clock. So it was a good day, but we would have liked to seen somebody qualify, but sometimes that's just the way the cards are played. So.
Absolutely, but I think there's a lot to take away from this year and your two that you took there. And I think probably going into the season, maybe didn't know if you're going to be 3 or 4. I think probably going in, and they may have felt this, that it had been a long, long shot to even have an opportunity to qualify, and then to have 5 shots away from qualifying for state just shows. I know we talked about it hundreds of times here, but just shows how much improvement they made and how much they want to improve.
Yeah, no, those girls busted their tail this year. And it was one of those where it was like, all right, sometimes you make them a little frustrated. Mm-hmm. Chipping and putting and anywhere from 150 and in is going to make a big difference on your scorecard. So there was multiple days where it was, all right, give me your driver. Go play 150 and in. And they're like, well, we want to tee off the box. And which I get that, I like to tee off the box too, swing hard, but that's where your shot selection and finding that club that is the most mm-hmm. accurate one to get you where you want to be. So they really took that time mm-hmm. to pay attention, and they took coaching well. Mm-hmm. I'm super proud of all of them, all 6 of the girls mm-hmm. that we had this year. And so hopefully, a lot of the younger girls see them having that success, and hopefully our team can grow and start to just turn the corner a little bit.
Absolutely. It's been a great season for your team there, and just some of the accomplishments they made, even though they weren't high placers, but a lot of accomplishments and a lot of improvement. And hopefully, those numbers can grow for next year. But I'll shift gears here to the side. You were a big part of this here, and it's a new class for you guys this year, an officiating class this year. That's exciting. And what's that been experience like for you, maybe as a teacher, and seeing some of your kids do what they've been doing this year?
We started Mr. Dirksen, Mr. Byer approached me about possibly teaching mm-hmm. an officiating class this year. And it was one of those things. I saw the need for officials mm-hmm. based on no matter what sport we do. I think mm-hmm. some of the hardest ones out here to find officials for is volleyball, wrestling, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, we're seeing big numbers of mm-hmm. officials retiring and all that kind of stuff. And there's more stuff to that, but we really won't go down that road too far. But, It's been a lot of fun. We've been getting those kids opportunities to line judge or even sometime officiate, run books and all that. And the good thing is these kids are able to make money while they're in high school. I mean, they're getting a paycheck. They're getting paid just like any other official would, or getting paid by the hour with their line judging just like anybody else would. And a lot of the kids are enjoying it. And, you know, I love to see them get involved in the community like that. And some of them that, you know, might not want to go to college to play a sport, still be around the sport that they really grew up in and loved. And so I feel like this has been great for our community.
And what are the numbers for your class or this classes?
Right now we have 17 kids in the class.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, like I said, volleyball has been a hard hit one. Mm-hmm. So we are making them, everybody's doing volleyball, everybody's doing basketball. And then they have the opportunity to do a third one of their choice. Mm-hmm. And so they can do anything from, I mean, heck, soccer to wrestling to baseball, softball, any of that stuff. That's kind of open to them. Mm-hmm. So,
all right. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, we were just talking about this here. A lot of your kids participated in the Scott City Invitational Volleyball Tournaments as line judges. And that's a good way to get started maybe in that volleyball career. And, you know, just watching the tournament throughout the day, boy, the kids did a great job line judging.
Yeah, no, they did a fantastic job. I've had quite a few people come up and compliment how well they were doing. And they were super attentive. They were paying attention. And, you know, that day was long.
Yes.
I was there running a book. And it just, you know, when you're leaving the gym at 8 o'clock at night, makes me feel like I'm back at a wrestling tournament. But it was a long day, but those kids really stuck it out and put their best foot forward and tried to do the best that they could. And it's awesome to see. They're getting involved. They're watching a sport and learning new tricks and all that kind of stuff. And for that part of it, it makes them a better official down the road. Putting them in those situations that maybe it is a close call. Maybe, you know, you have to admit that you messed up or something. You know, oh man, I got to lollygagging a little bit and I didn't see that one. And you know, they went right to, you know, look at the other line judge or just say, hey, you know, I did not see it. You know, and I feel like that's, you know, the best way to do it.
Yeah.
A lot of fans might disagree or coaches might disagree, but that's just what happens.
Some of those calls sometimes are just, they're a heat in the moment call and a judgment call that could go either way.
Yeah, exactly.
So no, that's really cool. And I kind of wish I had that in high school growing up, a class like that, but no, that's a really cool deal for that. And man, I can't believe, your season went so fast in golf, and it was going to end either this week or next week. But now you get geared up for the being indoors in the winter, and we'll get to talk in a few weeks for that.
Yeah, that's true. Golf went really, really fast, but now we got some downtime before wrestling really kicks off. And you know, hopefully we can put some things together and make a pretty good run. So
you betcha. Once again, Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again for the time here, Coach. And I guess get ready to see you in wrestling season here.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Adam. Thanks.